What's your day like here on the ship now?
It's different every single day. Right now we're just in transit. We don't have any emergencies, any terrible things I got to deal with. We're in the Bering Sea. The water's deep, the bottom's smooth, flat. It's like an easy, free day for me, just cleaning up loose ends. Yesterday and the day before, driving in between the islands, there are some spots that are kind of tricky, especially in the fog. And so there's points where I go up every couple hours and I look ahead. And I say, okay, I want to be on the bridge and watch when we go through this spot and this spot. And I just, you know, I completely trust my bridge watch officers to do a good job, but still, it's prudent just to go up there and watch what's going on when we're in the tricky spots. So that was kind of keeping me occupied the last 2 days. And then, starting tonight at about midnight or 11, 12 p.m., we'll begin our transects. And then we'll start fishing. And I generally get up for every trawl. And what I do is I watch somebody, we do trawl operations from the trawl house. You've seen that back there. Somebody's got to stay on the bridge just to keep an eye on the radars and look out in front and make sure we don't hit anything. But it's pretty easy to do because there's generally nobody out there in the Bering Sea. But there's enough instrumentation on the bridge that I can see very well what's going on in the trawl. So I let all the junior officers do all the trawls, and I do all the bridge reliefs, and I just monitor their performance from the bridge. And you'll hear me on the radio, I'll be telling them, you know, speed up, you're going too slow, or giving them hints. But generally, I let them do all the trawls under my supervision just so that they get to be good at it and say, progress up the line, you know, feel confident in doing it unsupervised and be able to be captain of the ship themselves. So
it's a good experience.
But anyway, and that'll happen. There's no way of knowing when it'll happen. So my sleep schedule will be totally messed up from tonight on for the rest of the day. They might wake me up an hour after I go to sleep to do a trawl, and I'll be up for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and then I'll go back to bed and sleep for 3 hours, and they'll wake me up again, that kind of thing.